Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Wings it left to Fournier, feed into Bamba. Look at that, up over the top of Joel Embiid, and it went down. Embiid, I think, looking up at the jumbo, trying to figure out if that's what happened. It was.
Magic are off and running. We've already played preseason basketball. Their first battle last night, they fall to the Philadelphia 76ers, 120-114, an up-and-down basketball game. Slow start, but they made a contest of it the rest of the way. We'll break it down with the head coach of the Orlando Magic, Steve Clifford, who will join us here in about 30 seconds. That was Mo Bamba. Mo Bamba in his Magic debut. Goes for 12 points, 3 rebounds, a couple of assists, did not block a shot, and a great job on social media of going back and forth with himself and Joel Embiid. I love it. So we've got that to get to. We're going to take some of your text messages here in the second segment. Have Aaron Berlin come in for that. Coach Clifford awaiting here in just a moment. Witness the start of the Orlando Magic basketball season in October and November for one low price with the Fall Fast Break Pass. Kick off the season with 6 games plus preseason for just $49. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your pass today. And without further ado, what do you say we welcome in the head coach of the Orlando Magic? He is Steve Clifford, and we're thrilled to have him on the program. Thrilled to have him back here in Central Florida. Coach, how you doing?
Doing okay, Dante.
So let me start with this. The day after your return home from a road trip, what does your morning look like, Coach Clifford? Typically, after a road trip like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, so much of it depends on, what you're able to get done on the plane. And so, like last night, I got through the first half on the plane. And then, when I got up and got in this morning, I finished the second half, and then, I did the edit with the video guys and then planned practice for today. Today's a little bit different because we have the open practice tonight.
Right.
Normally it'd be like noon or 1 o'clock, and it's not until 4:30. So, it allowed me to do some other things, kind of plan for the week. But it's the same as always. You want to get a good evaluation of the game. I get notes from all the assistant coaches, and that will hopefully give us the best plan for the day, so we can learn as much as we can from last night.
And I definitely want to get into that in training camp and all that. But before we do, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you. We're playing. We got baseball postseason going on right now, and I know your beloved O's aren't in it. My Red Sox are. So do you pull for the Yankees now that the O's are out? Do you have a rooting interest, or can you not even watch it?
No, I literally, I love baseball, but I'm an Orioles fan, and when they're done, I won't even watch any of these games.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not, I'm a sports fan, as you know, but I'm an Orioles fan in baseball, and other than I hope Machado plays well and Britton plays well.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't really have much interest in any of it.
Okay, interesting. I didn't know if you'd be watching some of that or not. All right, well, take us through, before we talk about last night's game, Coach, your impressions of camp. I know we got rave reviews from the players talking about your attention to detail and preparation and accountability and those factors. Just your takeaways from this group and how they responded to your teaching during 6 practices of training camp.
I mean, I think that we're doing fine, I mean, I think that there's obviously there's a newness where there were a lot of good things that were done last year with Frank and his staff that we saw in film that we're continuing with. And then obviously there's things that are different, as you'd have with any coaching change.
Sure.
So, there's a difference there. I think that embracing change is a big part of this league. Coaches move around, players get traded, you have draft picks. And so the quicker that we can, all get on the same page and be thinking the same way, talking the same way, it'll give us a chance to get organized. And, last night is a good example. I thought that when we were organized at either end of the floor, we did some good things. And the majority of possessions where we weren't good is when we were disorganized. So there were stretches of good play. And again, the majority of it, especially a team like them, that, you know, where they are very good, you know, it gives us a place to start here today. And, you know, we have tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday to get ready to hopefully come back, be more organized, and play a little bit better on Friday.
Yeah, that's a great point, Coach. And speaking with Magic head coach Steve Clifford, you've got a couple of days before the next game coming up here on Friday. I know the 33 personal fouls you probably weren't happy with last night, or were you with some of them? Maybe they were being overly aggressive. Just some of the things that you took away from last night's game that you liked, and some of the things that you'll be working on to correct here in the coming days.
The thing I liked the most was the way we get up and down the floor. We did. They're a very good running team, and we did a good job of getting back. And we ran well. You know, we had 14 fast break points. You know, we were 6 for 7, and then we had a number of other possessions where, you know, it wasn't fast break necessarily, but we got super organized early in possessions. And created good shots and put pressure on the defense that way. I thought those things were good. The two biggest negatives were, first of all, the rebounding. They're a terrific rebounding team. And, you know, we dug ourselves a hole in the first quarter by not rebounding.
Right.
And they, you know, they pummeled us there in the first quarter. And then the fouling. I mean, fouling is rarely good. The best offensive possession you can have in our league is getting to the free throw line. That's 1.54 points per possession. And, you know, we just gifted them point after point, particularly in the second and third quarters, from, you know, body position, you know, individual technique and discipline. And those are things we need to get better at here in these next couple of days.
And how do you do that? Is that something, a combination of film and working through it on the floor? But what are the steps a coach can take to keep you from committing 33 fouls in a basketball game?
Oh, definitely. I think just what you said. I think NBA players are here for a reason. The good ones can learn from film. And we, you know, we're in a position here, you know, where basically we're in training camp where we'll do both. Actually, a lot of it today defensively will be up the film. And then the next 2 days, it'll be just what you're saying, a combination of 2-on-2, 3-on-3 work, and then 5-on-5 work.
Speak with Magic head coach Steve Clifford. Magic next in action on Friday. I know one of the big stories coming out of last night's game, the ankle injury to Jonathan Isaac. Right when the game ends, you have very little information. Don't know if you have more now, Coach, or what you anticipate the approach or the prognosis to be with Jonathan.
I don't know anything yet. You know, I'm hoping that we'll know here. I'd be very doubtful that he'd be able to practice today, but hopefully it's nothing serious.
Okay, hopefully we get some good news on that front. Just touch on him, Coach, and what kind of a year you're hoping for Jonathan. What are some of the things you're telling him in conversations, and what will you ask of Jonathan when he's out there playing for you?
Well, he played a little over 9 minutes, and he was really good.
Yeah.
Very good. I mean, at both ends of the floor, he's a very, very smart player, both organizationally and just in terms of his, you know, his instinct and IQ on the floor. His decision making at both ends of the floor is very good. He had two or three terrific defensive possessions where, you know, he created turnovers for us and got us running at the other end of the floor. He has a chance to be, you know, an excellent two-way player. And I think that a lot of it for him, you know, it's just he's so bright that I think he learned a lot last year, even though he didn't get to play a lot due to injury, is now it's, you know, developing, you know, a total offensive game to go with, you know, his defense. And he's working hard at that. I think you saw in summer league, he can play, in my opinion, both inside and out. He's worked really hard with his range shooting with Bruce Kreitzer, and he's working hard on his individual games with Pat Delaney. He's made really good progress. So I couldn't be happier with him, and You know, we need him on the floor. I mean, he plays in a way at both ends where he helps his teammates play better. And that's a huge, huge asset to have for any player.
No, it certainly is. And I meant to, I was going to ask you this at the end of the interview, Coach, but since you brought up two of them in Bruce and Pat, I'll ask you now. I'm always intrigued on the staff that a head coach will bring in. And I think it's, you know, it's someone that fans don't really get to know, the assistant coaches, throughout the course of a year. But I love to get your thoughts and your analysis as you kind of go down your staff and kind of maybe their strengths and what you admire about each guy and what they bring to the table for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have a number of guys who we all worked together in Charlotte for 4 or 5 years. You know, I'm greatly, the guys who impacted me so much here in my years in this league were the Van Gundys. And
right.
If you look at how they put their staff together, to me, you want a working staff. You want guys who do a little bit of everything, who are, watching film, who have a good feel for our team, so that they can help you as a head coach with practice preparation, game preparation like that,
right.
System of play. And then also that are good working with players individually. And I believe that that's what we have. Then the other part of it to me is teachers.
Yep.
You know, guys that know the game, that study the NBA, are up to date on how things work out. So Pat Delaney, Steve Hetzel, Mike Batiste, Rick Higgins, Mark Jenkins, who's in the video room, and Bruce Kreitzer. Those guys were all with me in Charlotte, and they're all terrific. And, I was fortunate and happy that, they decided to come here. And then, we added Ty Corbin, who, besides being a terrific NBA player,
right,
has been a head coach twice. And fits very well with our group, very much into that mold. High character, terrific teacher, great knowledge. Lionel Chalmers, who played a little bit in the NBA. He's our head video guy. He was here last year with the previous staff. And, they really liked him. I had a little bit of a prior relationship with him. He's very good. And then James Frischella and Daryl Jordan are the other guys in the video room. So I feel very good about it. These guys have already established good working relationships with the players. That's the one part. The other part is, to me, you have to have staff chemistry.
Right.
And so much of team chemistry to me starts with your staff chemistry. And so much of your staff chemistry starts with organizational chemistry. And I think that it starts at the top and it works its way down. So I feel good about all of that.
Well, and you had a terrific cast of characters when you were here as an assistant coach. Understand, I mean, that those are the guys you want to go into the trenches with, right? And you have to have that chemistry as a staff, I would think.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, listen, coaching, coaching Little League is difficult,
right.
I mean, and you have to have knowledgeable people in your group, and you have to have a way that you do things, a process by which you can live by so your team can make progress. I mean, the hardest thing to do in any level of play is to keep getting better as the year goes on. You have to be able to get better when you're losing and handling disappointment and when you're winning and handling success. And such a big part of that is your staff. So, I totally agree. I don't think there's anything more important than that.
All right. Well, it's great talking to you. I guess the last thing I'd ask your coach is, what are you looking for in Friday? I know we got Flamengo coming in, a team that I would imagine is somewhat difficult to scout, but it's still a chance to put your team out there and go through what you've learned in practice and still continue to get better. What are some of the things you'll be looking for improvement-wise on Friday?
Well, watching from last night when we were organized in the things, and obviously, we don't even have a lot of offense or defense in yet. But when we were organized last night, we did a lot of good things. And the majority of the problems we had were either things we haven't worked on a lot yet, particularly our post defense, but also it's when we were disorganized to start possessions. So we're looking for progress that way. And then, you know, we have tonight and then two more days. We need to get more in offensively and defensively. This is not a league where you can be super, super simple. We have to get more ways to get our primary scorers the ball in the places where they need it. And then also we have to have more things in defensively, really in all aspects, our pick and roll coverages, dribble handoff coverages, and particularly last night our post coverages.
Well, good luck. No doubt that you'll be working them hard to get them ready for Friday and really opening night on the 17th. Look forward to the progress, and hopefully you can get the Red Devils back on track in the meantime. All right, Coach?
Oh, it's a struggle over there, Dante. Oh,
man, right. Is it?
Thank you.
All right, great. All right, great talking to you, Coach. We'll look forward to doing it again here soon. That is Coach Clifford of the Orlando Magic, our first visit here on Magic Drive Time. Always great to have Coach on here, and I look forward to having him on here with us throughout the season and getting his insights. I tell you what, guys, and that was very interesting, the principles that he's putting in and what you're looking to work on and what you can realistically put in a training camp and in a preseason. And I think you're going to be very impressed with what Coach Clifford brings to the table here this year. The 30th anniversary season presented by Florida Hospital right around the corner. As you know, don't want you to miss opening week. Be there to see the team in their classic edition unis on Wednesday, October 17th and Friday, October 19th as the Magic battle the Heat and the Hornets at Amway Center. Visit OrlandoMagic.com for tickets now. When we come back, your calls, your text messages. Aaron Berlin joins me here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center in a moment.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com.
Terms and conditions apply. See website and MLS 701-68, Equal Housing.
It's time you level up your lemon lime with clear, refreshing Mountain Dew Ice. Why settle for this when you could have this? You want a fist bump that ends in one of those fake explosions? Or a fist bump that ends in an actual explosion? Want to pull up to the party on this? Or arrive in this? Make this musical request? Or this one? Mountain Dew Ice. Clear, refreshing lemon lime, redefined.
See a series of thrilling NBA games at Amway Center, all for one low price with the Orlando Magic Fall Fast Break Pass.
Drives down the right side, jump pass left corner. He's got Fournier, the French artillery, for three, right on the money.
Purchase one pass for only $49 and see 9 Orlando Magic home games in October and November. That's 9 games for only $49. Don't miss out. This fast break won't last long. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your pass today.
This is Jonathan Isaac of the Orlando Magic. When I was a kid, I used to wish,
someday, I'm going to play in the NBA.
And I hoped,
someday, I'll be a first-round pick.
And I dreamed,
someday, I'll own the perimeter every night.
Even back then, I knew, someday starts today.
As a proud partner of the Orlando Magic, Florida Hospital supports the future and everyone who believes in someday. After all, someday holds so much hope for all of us.
Hey Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic black, blue, or white Nike Swingman jersey. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all 4 Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or orlandomagic.com/annualpass for more information.
Hey, Jill, can you help me with our budget?
All right, let's start with internet. You know, since we switched to CenturyLink Price for Life internet, our monthly rate won't change for as long as we keep our plan.
Nice. Well, internet's done. Should we stream a movie?
Yeah, let's stream a movie.
CenturyLink Price for Life internet. Get the speed you need with no rate hikes, no contract, and no bundling needed. Only from CenturyLink. Switch now at CenturyLink.com. Service offer and speed may not be available in your area. Limited time offer for qualifying residential customers only. Restrictions and taxes apply.
Midweek Magic at Amway Center. A night of pure action and pure fun, where we celebrate hang time on the court and happy hours off the court. Midweek Magic starts at Rona's and Rita's at 5:30 p.m. and keeps going with a game ticket, food, and drinks for as low as $20. Buy now at orlandomagic.com/midweek. It's pure magic.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
Driving in the lane, Augustine. Dishes right. Vooch, he'll put it up and in. Nice play by DJ. Good deep penetration to big guy Vooch, the beneficiary. And it's a three-point Philadelphia lead.
We know it here in Orlando how underrated Nick Vucevic is on a national level, and he had his first game in Orlando last night, or first game for the Magic last night. 23 minutes, 20 points, 5 rebounds. I'm telling you, you know, Mo Bamba's going to come along nicely, and he's obviously going to be a terrific addition. We know we got Evan Fournier back. You got Jonathan Isaac here in year number two. But you can't discredit what Nick Vucevic brings to an offense in 20 points last night in his season debut, unofficial. I know it's preseason, but great to see Vooch off to a terrific start, 9 of 17 from the floor. Didn't miss all three of his three-point attempts. But we are excited to have Vooch in the fold and excited to be talking Magic basketball. So let's get to the text line, right? 50857. Probably don't have enough time to duck in any calls, just the last couple minutes of the show. So with that, we bring in Aaron Berlin. AB, what do we got on the text line?
Well, Dante, I'll tell you one thing that I really love about the text line is that
you don't have to answer phone calls.
Exactly.
You don't like
exactly.
Talking to humans. Well, I get that.
I can't mess up names, which is the best part.
Good point.
So perhaps one of the biggest questions we got is what we expect the starting five to look like this year, especially on opening night.
I don't expect that to change much, right? Probably the five that we saw last night. I think DJ Augustine is your starting point guard going into the season. May change at times from time to time if Jaren Grant can emerge as a consistent defender. I tell you one guy, and I don't anticipate DJ changing as a starting point guard. I think the one thing that's going to be a constant battle all year is that backup point guard.
Yeah.
I think Isaiah Briscoe is going to make it very difficult for Coach Clifford to keep him off the floor.
Well, I was going to say that was the same thing that you guys talked about training camp all last week, is how good Isaiah Briscoe looked, and he looked really good even in the NBA Pro Summer League. So the fact that he's carried that over to now, that's something to be hopeful for. And, hey, you have to look at this. There's one thing that Jeff Weltman and John Hammond have really done well in their time here. It's finding those secondary guys. We saw it with Ken Birch last year. Is Isaiah Briscoe that guy this year?
It could be. So it's terrific. You don't make much off of one game, but he had a great year. He was the Rookie of the Year or Newcomer of the Year in Russia last year. So maybe things are starting to click. But the rest of the five, listen, there's some changes. Evan Fournier is now back to the two spot. So that's going to be that has some bonuses, some advantages with his size at 6'7", some challenges with some of the covers he'll have this year as well. But he's looking forward to that. Aaron Gordon now goes back to the three. He arguably had more of his success at the four, but he can play the three, and he will play four at times throughout the season in this positionless basketball that we have now. Jonathan Isaac will be your starting four, hopefully again on opening night. He'll be there ready to go, and then Nick Vucevic will be your starting five. I anticipate that to be the unit. It'll change from time to time based on injuries and what have you, but I think that's where this team will go most of the year.
Now, you can tell we've done this show a while because you talked about positionless basketball, and that leads to where we're going to go next. The biggest question that I think we got all the summer, and it was one of the first things that came in through the text line, which is 50857. It's 50857. is, do we expect to see Mo Bamba and Nick Vucevic starting side by side?
Not starting, but I think you'll see some minutes together. Looks like they're going to practice that this week. We talked to Coach Clifford, and they're going to put in some things, some defensive principles. One of the things I think they intend to work on is exactly that combination of Vuce and Mo Bamba together. And I think we'll see that on Friday. I think that's an opportunity to put that in place. The coaches, they don't get to work on it enough, and they didn't really in training camp. They don't want to roll it out and have it fail before they have a chance to practice it. Listen, I think you have a chance to play four out and even five out with Mo Bamba and Nick Vucevic. That's the advantage. Going to be difficult for those guys to cover, I think, on the defensive end, and I think that's probably why you won't see it a ton. But listen, if you can stretch the opposing defense to where they have to cover all five guys as a legit three-point threat, I think that's something they'll look to take advantage of this year.
Well, Dante, and that's one thing that we saw yesterday. Mo Bamba comes into the game, bangs a three. Late in the fourth quarter, bangs another three. That's a reason that they can play side by side, because both those guys can stretch the floor.
Have you hit midseason form already? Right?
No, yesterday? No, not at all. Still shaking off the
you're
cobwebs.
You're not feeling yet good? We had our first broadcast last night on the Magic
tired.
Radio Network. Terrific job by you and Brandon Kravitz. We're off and running. We're back at it on Friday with our next broadcast, our first one at home. And we're back tomorrow with Aaron Gordon. So a great start to the week. We had Jeff Weltman yesterday, Coach Clifford today. Again, we thank him for coming on the program. Good job by you, as always, our producer, Aaron Berlin. Aaron Gordon tomorrow on Magic Drive Time. John Hammond, Magic General Manager, on Thursday. And then prior to our first game, we're going to have David Steele join us right here on the program. So again, go to OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak. You can check out the Fall Fast Break Pass. We encourage you to do that. Again, tomorrow right here, 6 o'clock on 96.9 The Game, Aaron Gordon will join us. Have a great night, everyone. We'll talk to you then.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/GoMagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
See a series of thrilling NBA games at Amway Center, all for one low price with the Orlando Magic Fall Fast Break Pass.
Drives down the right side, jump pass left corner. He's got Fournier, the French artillery, for three, right on the money.
Purchase one pass for only $49 and see 9 Orlando Magic home games in October and November. That's 9 games for only $49. Don't miss out. This fast break won't last long. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your pass today.
The Orlando Magic are partnering with CenturyLink to recognize Central Florida students excelling in the areas of science, technology, engineering, and math with the STEM All-Stars program. If you know a deserving student, visit OrlandoMagic.com/STEM to fill out a nomination form. 5 students throughout the season will receive tickets to a Magic game, a personalized jersey, and be recognized on the court at the game. To learn more or to nominate a student, visit OrlandoMagic.com/STEM.